Come with us now, if you dare, down a rickety staircase into a dank, dark basement. What awaits? The Saturday Night Freak Show.
Welcome back, ladies and germs, to the Saturday Night Freak Show podcast, which happens right here on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and more fine online internet podcast repositories. Every Saturday night, we watch a movie and then we talk about it for your edification and enjoyment and listening pleasure. You can get a hold of us at Saturday Night Freak Show. Blogspot, that's not even right. It's facebook.com/Saturday Night Freak Show if you want to shout at us. You can get
your own shit. What the hell?
Every week. Yeah, it's like you think I'd have this down by now. It's the beer. Right? It's got to be the beer. So the beer. We can find all of our past episodes on our blog, which is SaturdayNightFreakShow.blogspot.com. I'm Colin. I'm surrounded by
Sean.
Jenny.
Travis.
And tonight, we watched a movie chosen by Travis. Travis, what did we watch?
We watched Puppet Master.
From the year?
Made in 89, released in 90. To home video. First time glorious home video.
And it was directed by?
David
Schmoller. David Schmoller.
David Schmoller.
A guy who did Tourist Trap.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I never saw it.
So you did a couple of theatrical films.
I know the cover. I can see the cover.
Yeah, it looked like the Salem. You remember the old Salem's Lot paperback?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. It looks kind of like that. It's a creepy-looking mask. Dominant.
Yeah, it's just like a mask.
So this brings us to, well, I think this is the second time we've done a Killer Doll movie on our podcast.
Well, we've done a few Charles Band movies.
That's also true. Charles Band produced this. This is the first Full Moon movie. Charles Band did, we watched the little intro that was on this disc.
I thought Full Moon went into the 80s, but apparently not. It just started right out there in 1990 with this movie.
Well, he had Empire Pictures prior to this. That's the one that released Reanimator, produced, you know, From Beyond. A lot of the Stuart Gordon movies, Robot Jocks, and that we've watched, and then he folded that up and became a direct-to-video outfit called Full Moon. I remember I worked in a video store at the time when this was all taken off, and I remember that, you know, these were distributed at that time by Paramount Pictures, you know, so they'd come out on a Paramount VHS. You know, I'd be like, ooh, it's Paramount. Who's this Full Moon? What is this? And I remember at the time Full Moon was like, you know,
they were pretty decent.
What's a video store?
It's like a library that rents movies. Ooh, yeah,
I like this idea.
Like the library.
They should have this like.
It's like Netflix, but in real life.
What?
This should be like. I should be able to go to a place like this. Is that possible?
Now you got to like. We're mourning the. It's like I read an article actually. Sidebar this week about like the death of video stores. And how people are now treating that like the way that I think of drive-in movie theaters, you know, like old time, you know, grindhouse cinemas. Now people are thinking about the experience of renting a movie at the video store.
It used to be awesome.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how you'd find movies like this, right? I mean, you'd wander around, there'd be all these covers, and you stand there, and you look at the back of the box.
It's the covers.
Dude, I was...
Because that's how you did it. You just, you didn't matter what the shit said or what it was, just based on that cover. Art, you're just like, oh yeah, that looks good.
I was 9 years old when this came out, right? And aside from like the Jason movies that they played on like TNT and like whatever you could find on television, it's like this was like the first chance I think like kids had at like kind of watching horror movies either under their parents' nose or I used to stay the night at this kid's house whose mom didn't give a shit what he rented. And that's how I first saw Puppet Master 1, 2, and 3 and, you know, and all their, like, unedited, you know. Yeah. So these were, like, the first, like, unedited horror movies I recall seeing.
Yeah, because...
almost anything Full Moon, really, was the first, like, you know, Subspecies and...
I mean, those are, like, the first ones, right? It was, like, Puppet Master and Subspecies, right?
Yeah.
Because those had, like numerous sequels. Shit. Yeah, because, well, Trancers was an Empire movie. But Trancers 2 and the all the sequels after that were
all came out Full Moon.
Doll Man.
Yeah. Dr. Mordred. Anyone? Anyone? What was it? Netherworld?
It was a cool cover.
Yeah, the hand.
Netherworld.
It was like took place in a Louisiana plantation. I mean, like most of these, I mean, they're all very cost-effective movies.
Yes.
Utilize stop motion a lot.
But he did, shoot on 35mm film, which I suppose was like something. So it's like somehow, even now when you watch it, it doesn't look, like that kind of video cheap. What was it you were talking about when you were watching the X-Files now? And they have that, like the subscript where it types on, like, Maryland, D.C., blah, blah, blah. And it has that. It was obviously put on by like the video toaster or whatever they had back in the day. But this has like the titles are actually like part of the film. It's an optical, So it kind of gives it that quality of like, oh, it's like an actual thing. Yeah. An actual movie.
This went direct to video. Like, this wasn't a theatrical release. I didn't think that about Puppet Master, but they said it went straight to VHS. At the time in 1990,
I don't think there
makes sense.
Any Full Moon movies actually that did go theatrical. Yeah. I mean, I think that was Charles Band's.
Yeah.
I mean, Charles Band is this guy. Like I've said before, I think he was the Roger Corman of the. Well, I wouldn't say the modern era, but of the 90s, right? Where I remember he had a motto at one point, like Full Moon's motto was 2,000 movies by the year 2000. Like that's what, or was it 200? 2,000, something like that.
Oh, and they didn't
go 2,000.
I mean, they made anything. Beach Base from Beyond. Remember they had
Pre-Hysteria?
The Moonbeam. Moonbeam was like their kind of family.
I know that movie.
Yeah, Pre-Hysteria. They made like three of those.
They did.
Oh, because they had the kid from The Last Action
Hero. It did. Yeah. I remember that.
All right. He finds the eggs and they're dinosaurs. Yep. Dragons? Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah. God damn. Like, there's probably titles
Is it called Manborg?
That's a newer
movie.
What's the one where it's like a, because he always does like, well, I'm sure because they filmed over in Italy a lot, he always does like Nazi period pieces or whatever. And there was one where a scientist.
It's the easiest to get that atmosphere.
Rubble. There's
right.
Post-war.
Some scientist who is paralyzed makes some, like, android body to fight the Germans, and then somehow he either transfers his soul. When the Nazis kill him, he transfers his soul into the android. They made two of them.
Whatever the title of this is, that's my pick for next week.
And that's what's really fun about
Help us out, audience. Tell us what that movie is.
I can't recall.
Figure this out. I want to see this movie.
Because I remember, like, Cellar Dweller and Catacombs and, whatever the fuck, And they would all star, it seems like, even Barbara Crampton from Reanimator makes a special appearance in this. So it's like one scene that she's in.
Which is not
Cellar Dweller? Jeffrey Combs is in, like, one scene. Robot Jocks, Jeffrey Combs is in, like, one. It's like they would keep using, I think, knowing that was their biggest hit.
Right. The Full Moon player.
Exactly. It's their own little unit.
Yeah, their roster of people,
They're probably filming a few things at the same time. We're like, sure. Hey, if you're here, you want to be a scientist over here?
Yeah,
I can do that.
Sure,
cool.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. There's a lot of hucksterism there, but I mean, on Charles Band's part. But I think, that was, that he saw that, it's like we can, instead of going and spending all this money, making prints and sending them out to theaters and all this
shit. Was he smart enough to be like, let's just go straight
to video? Because I think that direct to video market, I mean, like you're thinking 1989, right? Mm-hmm. 1989, I remember VCRs were around in the early 80s and they probably, I want to say they reached like their, what do you call it? The mass, the tipping point.
Their apex.
Saturation level,
yes,
probably around like 85 or so, maybe somewhere in there. And like, as Travis was saying, it's like the only way that you could see uncut movies was on cable. And back then you probably had like HBO, Cinemax, the Movie Channel and Showtime, right? It's probably just the four. If I'm remembering this right. I mean, there's no Stars, there's no Encore, there's no Sundance Channel or IFC or any of that.
Nope.
And the basic cable stuff was all like what TBS, Superstation TBS and
USA,
USA would edit and all those guys were there. There's no FX, or anything like that. So yeah, video stores became the place where you could actually, like, see, you know, all this stuff that, you know, I mean, like, I'd seen a bunch of stuff edited, maybe on USA or whatever. Mm-hmm.
That's
and you got to see, like, the uncut
version.
Most of
the shit I've seen. Like, I grew up, the edited versions of everything is what I remember for all these movies.
Tell you, Trauma and Full Moon made what, I mean, nowadays you go to the, you know, like a Family Video or whatever, one of the chains that are still around, and all the straight-to-video movies, I mean... They outnumber the theater movies.
And oh, yeah.
Like, oh, big
why
time.
Would I fucking...
Yeah.
Big and they always mimic, you know, whatever big summer yeah. release is coming out, like Thor of Asgard, you know, like yeah. just in time for a Thor movie to come out, or like yeah. when The Hobbit comes out, they're like, Journey to Middle Earth, or whatever the fuck, you know, whatever they can do.
Oh, the Mockbusters.
Yeah, the yeah. Mockbusters, the dyslexic.
They'll never
like,
go away. Yeah, they really
just make
are.
It look like fucking Transformers. Or at least on the cover of the box.
Right, right, yeah.
You know how many Krampus movies are out right
oh
now?
My
like,
God.
I know there's a movie coming out, like a theatrical Krampus.
There's that. I think there's a direct-to-video one that looks pretty much like garbage. But, and yeah, then everyone's like, get the Halloween fucking horror movies out now. Go, go, yeah. go.
Make them.
Just make them now.
The false.
Now, are we saying then that the Asylum is filling in for what Full Moon used
and
to be?
Like, yeah, those.
But
guys,
they make their
yeah.
stuff like direct for, like, what is it, Sci-Fi Channel and Netflix.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Because you were saying,
I look at the
like,
fucking shark movies.
Yeah, well, if you go on Netflix and just scroll through their, like, horror sci-fi stuff, it's all that, like, direct-to-video crap.
Right.
None of that stuff's gone anywhere near a movie theater. Or probably a video store, unfortunately.
I mean, that's why I think...
You don't
like,
have to. You just put one file up and boom, you're done.
Yeah. I mean, that's why Puppet Master, to me, stands out. Because, I mean, I think Charles Band really did, like... I mean, just the design of the dolls is what sells these movies, right? You got these cool characters that... I mean, they're just bizarre, right? Why would a puppet, like, regurgitate a leech? But it's like fucking disgusting and creepy.
But
you
it's
know?
The best part of this movie.
Right? Fucking regurgitating leech. What the leech
you
woman do
hey,
when
you
I was
wouldn't
a
expect
kid.
That. It's like she regurgitates leeches? What the fuck?
I didn't expect that.
Why is that a power?
Why? Where did it come from?
I understand yeah. the tunneler.
Like,
tunnel
I understand.
On his head,
right.
The
yeah.
Blade.
I call him. He's like, I don't know if they have names. I have names.
Pinhead
for
is the
Pinhead,
like trucker guy with the big.
Right.
Tunneler.
Is he Tunneler? I call him Drill
tunneler
Sergeant.
Tunneler is the...
he's Drill Sergeant.
What do you think he's supposed to be? Like Korean? Japanese?
Korean, I would say.
He's like a baby-faced doll
like
with a
Drill Sergeant,
a drill
like the
head.
Phantom, who's got the hook and the
that
knife.
Is Blade.
Is that Blade?
He's
just,
Blade.
Oh,
he is
they were
like,
so inventive with these names back then.
Yeah, for sure. Then there's Jester.
Jester, of
and
course.
Leech
and,
Woman.
And Leech Woman.
Oh, she literally is the leech woman.
Yeah, she's
the
leech woman.
Self-explanatory. Oh, they spent for all creativity on that one.
I mean, they've made, I mean, after the Puppet Master series kind of wrapped up for a little bit, Full Moon, I mean, they made like toy series after toy series of just all their characters that were really popular just because they are such, I mean, it's kind of funny. You never see them placed in the whole, like, oh my God, these are iconic horror.
Yeah.
But to me, they are, you know, they are. I mean, just Blade, just the look of Blade is like, holy fuck, you know, that was scary. You know, that was weird and creepy.
It's always something I'll remember. Like, it's always, it's part of my childhood that's always like, I'll always remember the puppets and what they look like. And like, that'll always stick with me forever.
Especially because I like how this movie, it leads right off showing you the puppets. It's nothing they hide. They don't hide it for the last 20 minutes of the movie.
Oh, no, they show you the first 5 minutes, and they hide it for the next hour and a half, and then show you at the end.
Well, but you still get, you know, you still get the puppets as characters throughout, whether they're running around with the, you know, the whole, like, low camera.
And heavy breathing.
I did think that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're a little, like, weird whimpering thing they do.
They're panting.
Yeah, why do the puppets made of wood pant?
Well, because they got souls, I guess. I think they have souls.
So it's not clearly explained, but we'll go with that.
All right, so that's what I was actually wondering
it was
about.
Explained in part three.
Was it?
Oh. Did anybody.
Wait, how many Puppet Master movies are there?
There are 10 currently.
10
currently.
But like. Because
God knows we'll make another one.
But 6 through 9 consist mostly of archival footage of like the first movie. And like. Yeah.
I hate it when they do that.
Oh, a lot of them are called like the Legacy of Puppet Master Curse, and like the first like 40 minutes is like a edited like
like
it really is the legacy.
It catches you up to, you know, the point where like now here's 40 minutes of a new movie, you know. like that was the adventure up to then, because there is like kind of a Puppet Master does have like a legacy story in a weird way,
and it's got like it does have a niche market. Like, people are just like, Puppet Master, a new one, I'll see
Killer
that.
Dolls, man.
Right.
Even if you're a fan of Child's Play, right, or, like, Trilogy of Terror, minutes. Or, you know.
Well, that actually...
Like Killer
well,
Dolls.
This does have a particular fan base, I think.
Yeah. I would say so. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, because I think the first one was seen by, you know, a good number of people, you know, who rented it back then. And then, you know, the sequels probably are just for the devoted, you know.
Well, I think there's, like Travis, I think there's still a lot of people that seek these movies out.
Yeah, well, Full Moon as a brand has its kind of, you know, like a following, kind of like Troma.
Just like Troma, man.
Like
they're like, they're just like a classier Troma, but, you know, we still put the same amount of cheapness or leave out the same amount of.
Well, you said that this came out in 89, so Child's Play was made. It came out in 88. Right?
Yeah, in the introduction, Charles Band like left out the fact that, like, oh, Child's Play was huge, so we made a Killer Doll movie. I'm sure you didn't want to.
God, I wish the intro had just been 5 seconds of that. Just like, Child's Play was big, we decided to do this.
Well, I like that when creators can at least admit. I once heard a story about, like, this comic book artist that was going to work on a character called the Blue Beetle. And he's like, and he was such a fan of the character. And he's like, why did you make the Blue Beetle? He's like, I got two words for you. Green Hornet.
All for it. It's just like, oh, yeah, we ripped this off big time.
Yeah. It's like, don't act like the child of invention. But, you know, but just having each character has like, what would you say? Like their power, right? Each puppet has like the thing that makes them unique, you know, like, and that's the way they're going to kill somebody.
Their character.
Right. Wait, what was the power of the jester?
The jester,
to look shocked?
Yeah, he looks shocked. He can look sad. He's got
an amazing power of
emotion.
He can point at people that deserve to die.
Right. Kill him. I mean, even on the cover, it shows everybody in the jester, and then he's got four separate faces that he can acquire and show. There's sadness. There's
shock and
it's like
shock.
It's something that's at least mischievous. Like cool in the movie, right? You got like his head is in three sections that can twirl all different ways, and then, you know, you swap out the fucking head for either like the sinister smile or the worried or the. But I like how this movie, it almost doesn't center on the puppets. It's more about Andre
Toulon. Not at all.
It's Andre Toulon's secret, right? Andre Toulon discovered like the Egyptian rite of being able to like reanimate or bring something that's inanimate to life.
Because those Egyptians, they got the Book of the Dead. Yeah, or whatever, right? Yeah. The Egyptians were just going to credit.
It's a mystery land. It's a.
They figured out how
and
to
you know
actually
that
like
because doing... There's a very obvious Egyptian scroll he has early on in the movie that he's
like
rolling
up.
He's like, I'm going to make sure the camera can see this really well, and then I'm going to roll it up and
put it
in.
Well, it's
kind
of a good way not to have a lot of exposition right away, right? You're just showing.
No, they save that for later when everyone just talks to the camera
for later.
An hour.
When, yeah. But,
and Andre Toulon is played in this movie by William Hickey, who, it says right on there. Yeah, Princey's Honor.
Top billing for being in it for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, Princey's Honor.
Princey's Honor was the thing. But I'll always remember him as the wheelchair-bound guy in Tales from the Dark Side in the movie.
Oh. He's always Grandpa from Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation sets the tree on fire.
The blessing.
Yeah, he has a really distinct and weird way of talking.
He's got that weird.
He doesn't get to talk a whole lot in this. He's in like one scene and then...
Yeah, he blows his brains out. Because he's in... You get the idea that he was from Germany. He's 39 at the beginning.
Isn't Toulon like a French name?
Andre Toulon? I don't know.
There were French Jews. I mean, that happened. Okay. Didn't they invade France? It happened.
There you go.
They were all over the place.
What? He's in California now at the Bodega Bay Inn, and like
which is where a lot of, like all the fucking Nazis went to California, and that's where they, you know.
They sure did, it's called the Manhattan Project. Well, they tracked him down, right?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
They tracked him down to get the secrets for Hitler, of course, right? Hitler had his, like, occult.
Was a Führer.
I mean, I'm surprised the movie didn't, like, even do exposition on that, right? Because maybe that would just seem too cheesy, like, when Hitler was searching for the occult, like, you know.
Yeah, because I'm not sure. Did I get that? I understand that that's what's going on, and I'm trying to figure out who said it.
We talked about it. I don't think that comes across technically. I mean, you could put it together maybe through the year 1939.
Yeah, and the guys speak maybe German. They speak don't German wear going after him. Or anything.
Well, but no. He hides the box, and, you know. Yeah.
Right.
That's why you figure all these guys are after the puppets, you right. know, after the secret. Sure. I just always assume, like, because you've always known, like, Hitler like
Nazi and Hitlers and everything, but they, well, like again, said, they're German.
It's 1939, right. So like, there you again, go. It's you in World like, War II.
Look at that.
It's like, so obviously he escaped his homeland to, plus I've seen part 3.
To make puppets.
And part 3 is the prequel where he's in Germany, and they want the secrets of the Puppet Master.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Puppet Meister.
Did they get the same actor?
Is it the Puppet Meister?
No, it's not.
Meister.
It's like a younger guy.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the prequel, so.
Yeah,
okay.
Right, yeah. Cool. So,
Wait, is William Hinckley back in the second one? Like in a flashback or something? No?
No, the second one, the puppets bring Andre Toulon back to life.
Oh, shit.
And, but he, like, wears, like a bandage, almost like a kind of like a
invisible man.
Yeah, almost like an invisible man sort of deal. Yeah. So what? This is really about a group of psychics that have been searching for like the
secret,
the mythic Andre Toulon.
Yeah, this is the actual plot of the movie. Puppets be damned. It's about
it really is.
It's about five psychics.
Ancillary characters in this.
Five psychics. Four psychics
psychics and one dead psychic.
Yeah.
And the dead psychic has apparently been searching for the secret to eternal life. And so he had hired at some point the other psychics to help him in his quest. And then somehow pissed them all off.
But he was a raging asshole.
He was a greedy
asshole.
Bastard yeah. or something.
Indeed.
Right. And then what summons them together? They all
visions of like themselves dying.
And then they call each other.
And then they call each other like, you had the vision too? I mean,
it reminded me of it. Kind
it's
of.
A real casual yeah. conversation.
That's like, that was like a real, like, to me, that's an 80s horror staple. Having your character, like, did Stephen King start it where your character is fucking psychic? That way he could just get dinged off. Yeah. I'm like, I have to go there.
Yeah.
I saw myself murdered in my dream. I must go
there. Well, they all hate this fucking guy. Like, and then they're going there.
Well, yeah, because that's what's weird about it. It's like, what they don't, only one don't guy gets dead. The vision of their friend Galaga.
It was actually the asshole. He's the
asshole. Yeah, I wouldn't call him a friend. Like, they all hate him.
Well, but somehow, like I said, they were somehow, like, psychic friends. Psychic friends.
It's like,
they are. All psychics
well, I mean, it
just,
almost feels like this, like, they're only, the only ones of their kind who happen to find each other. They're not, but they're not the nicest people.
Has there been a TV show called Psychic Friends?
I don't know.
We need to do that. Copyright Saturday Night Free Show.
Psychic Friends.
Meanwhile.
Psychic Friends.
Wait, is that Diane Warwick's?
Yeah, there you go. Psychic Friends Network. That's what it was. That's what it was. So we can't do that. But that's what it was.
All right, sorry.
I knew that sounded familiar.
This is before the days of social networking, so you know.
You just call people up like, you know, with your head.
Yeah,
your psychic
you
call.
So
you're shinning.
The shinning. So well, all the psychics like meet at the hotel, and they kind of don't even know why. That's what I like. That's where this
they're drawn to it.
Yeah, they're drawn to it, but they never really. This movie kind of lacks dialogue. I mean, I like this movie a lot.
It does.
But
lack.
The writing it is like they're just like. Hey, we just showed up. I hope this isn't an intrusion on you. No, I'm Gallagher's,
widow.
Oh, you didn't know he's dead? You know? So, so it seems like they're there for like a wake or something. Like, you could have easily wrote this to be a wake that they were invited to.
Yeah, you could have.
But instead, they just had dreams. They just show up at a hotel like, oh, I hope we're not imposing on you. There's only fucking, like, four of us. You want to make dinner for us now?
Yeah.
You
know? You're pointing out all the reasons why this went straight to video.
No one, because they're like, well, we're not hiring people that work at the hotel. The hotel's not open. Who made dinner for them? Apparently. That one lady? There was, like, one maid, right?
Yeah,
maid.
One maid and then the wife.
With the bow.
Yeah. Mrs. Gallagher.
Yeah, we need to find out if that lady is like an animation.
I don't know. She's just.
I was going to look for her name, but.
She's just the caretaker or whatever, right? Or the maid, I guess, of the hotel.
Yeah, she sounds, just like she's, Betty Boop.
She sounds like she a does. Cartoon.
She
voice.
Could be voicing cartoons.
All right, so who are our four psychics?
We've got the dude with. We got 80s TV guy.
Oh, no, you know what he was in? Paul LaMette. He was in American Graffiti.
Is he that the one? That was his big. He's the
The guy with the fucking crazy mane of
he's
hair.
He's like our main he's character. Got, yeah, hair.
Our main
he's
like character.
Charisma
main.
Free.
Oh! All right, I'll give you that one.
Yeah, he is like just kind of like a weird love interest for the dead dude's wife.
Yeah.
Even though right? it doesn't go that way at all, which no, is really like, positive.
What? But he creeps on her, yeah.
But
yeah.
he definitely does just like, you know, always run to her aid and be like, we're sorry we're imposing. Oh, it's so hard to be a psychic.
Yeah, you're being a jackass. I'm going to go make her feel
way to go. I'm going to talk to her as if I'm a romantic interest.
Yeah.
But that's just the feeling of the scenes. It's not really the scene.
Yeah. But yeah, it feels like they're going to go there, and they don't.
But then you got the White Witch, who is like, I like that she's like a, she's like kind of a hokey carnival psychic. Like, you could tell she was like bullshitting Barbara Crampton.
Oh, very much so.
But then I like how she has like a real vision that is fucking like, you know,
isn't that how they all go, though? They're like,
is it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, like they're faking it, and then just like,
Whoopi Goldberg, man, ghost.
I thought they did a good job in this one of that. I thought, I like that character.
I was confused by that scene because when I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, Barbara Crampton's in this and she's going to be like one of our leads. But, and you know, the psychic is giving her the reading. So I'm like, okay, it's about her and she's going to go to the hotel. And then the psychic has this vision. And in the vision, I couldn't tell who was being chased through the hallway.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
So I'm like, it's Barbara Crampton, right?
Yeah, you couldn't tell it was her.
It's like, don't you need to tell Barbara Crampton that you saw her, like, in some
But you should have got that she was bullshitting them when they did the whole, like, your grandmother died.
Oh, no, I got
my grandmother's dead. Oh,
yeah, I got
that she was. But it's your husband's or, you know, your boyfriend's.
Yeah, I got that she was fake and then she had, like, a real vision. But, oh, this is Irene Miracle, by the way. You're a fan of Dario Argento's Inferno.
Yeah.
She's the girl that swims around in the beginning.
Really?
Yeah. That's right.
Got like a Mississippi accent or something like that.
Yeah, that was really bad.
I just like the idea of that. Like, yeah, if you're a psychic, if you are a real psychic, yeah, what jobs do you have? What do you help the police for money? I mean, I like that she's a carnival psychic.
I just think that's really like funny. Cleo. Fucking, yeah, real fucking psychics would be like ruling the goddamn world if you could see everything that was
But like
happen.
I said, it's got to be like mostly unimportant carnivals. Shit. Like, right. you know, like. You're going to ding your car, you know, your car's going to get dinged in the parking lot of Dollar General. You just got to, everything, it's not always important stuff. It's not
don't go
like,
there on Tuesday. It's going to be bad.
Yeah. This random weird shit comes to you. Yeah, I suppose.
Just
right?
weird random
Because I don't think they like can control, like, because the shit's just going to come to them and just be like.
Yeah, that's why, like.
Once in a while, it's going to be something really important or weird and shit, but otherwise, it is.
Yeah, know? I like that idea, too, that it's not like a power where they're like, let's all focus our minds. I like how this movie. It does have like a
touching your temples with two fingers. Massage your temples.
Not feeling this? Her sexual fantasy?
I like that character of the other two characters.
Those people were freaks.
They're like sexual
researchers.
Psychics,
yeah, right. Yeah.
Where they like they touch on the emotional connection to an object. Or
is it just
like
the wife?
It's mostly sex. I think it was.
Yeah, what's that
but
guy?
He's, but he must be sort of a psychic too because when it showed them in their research, he's like, are you getting this?
Yeah. But he's gotta be like bored with the whole thing as far as she goes, because he's like, while you're in there, quit fucking around and try
yeah,
and
Yeah, she's always like,
oh, doing.
this bed, like two movie stars. And he's like, okay, dear,
that's
I'm
nice.
Gonna go off and do something. She's in the bathtub, like, oh, this bathtub, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
He's like, what See are you getting in there?
Well, like
give me some details, but okay, I gotta go take
right?
care of something out in the other room.
Yeah, she can't help
like
it.
She's trying to like provoke
and he's
him.
He's over
like,
it.
Get
yeah.
over
yeah.
here.
Well,
and
because
he's just
she's,
like, okay. Because
she's tamped into it. He's gotta be used to it, right? If everywhere she goes, she's like, oh my God. And he's like, all right.
Well, I mean,
how long have they been together where he's over that? Is that just like, all right?
I know. I was just surprised by that because I mean,
it's like, wow.
It's a male character. Just to be like,
They've explored every boundary.
But they have to have sex for her to even tap into.
Yeah,
like,
that was great. That was great. It's like, we got to go find out what happened with with Neil. Right. Well, let's go upstairs and we're going to, and he's recording it. This is sexual experiment 501A.
Yep.
with some props that are going to be detailed
later in the sidebar. Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was a good way to get some, just gratuitous, you know, sexual. But I thought they were classy with it. It wasn't just, you know.
She was, because she wasn't naked.
Yeah,
I mean, she was.
And he had pants on.
The blanket was underneath.
it was over his dick.
Yeah. Like, they didn't even try to.
Weren't even trying.
But maybe that's because they knew this was going to be for TV, right?
Yeah, they had to keep it somewhat.
Because there was, like, a scene where, was it? I'm trying to think. Where did we see that there was blood then no blood? And we're like, was it Blade?
No, it's the drill head when he goes and kills her.
Yeah.
Or when he drills into the leg. That's later, way later on.
But there's never any residual blood
from anything that happens.
Yeah, either that was not to ruin the puppets or it was because of a TV edit.
Yeah, it was really mild in the gore department.
Little blood from her hand, which, like when Drillhead gets her, but like she leaves a handprint on the sheet. Yeah, it's it's not a lot.
Apparently she got drilled in, like, the mouth.
Mm. Yeah, it was in the mouth.
Yeah, she did.
But I kind of, like, I don't know. That's why I do count this as, like, a... I always compare what a classic horror movie is to a modern-day horror movie, where a classic horror movie, it was very frightening that one character was going to murder another character. We're talking about, like, back in the 40s and 50s, just, like, murder.
Yeah.
And there was only, like, one intended victim... And one killer that no one gets murdered. It's just the intent of murder is what's horrifying, you know? And we've upped our game in the graphics department, so now we're just like, we need fucking 14 people to be murdered. In gruesome whatever.
If anyone's going to pay attention, 14 people need to die.
Yeah.
And this kind of, you know, I guess it's where it interests me, but... I think the script itself loses it when the puppets do start randomly going around killing people because you don't know why yet.
So we know. So I'm just trying to put this together for myself, right? Andre Toulon is a kindly old duck who makes these things and gives them life. And then the Nazis are coming, so he puts them in a chest, a hope chest, and hides them in his special void. The black void that he has in a wall panel in his room. He's like, don't worry, I'm going to hide you. Okay. Then cut to modern day. Right away, there are dolls running around this hotel. So these hotels, I thought it was going to be like, they're going to be stuffed in a box in the wall, and then they're going to be found in the modern day. But they're up and going. And so it's like, okay, so they just live in this hotel, and they probably have, you know, since 1939 or whatever, right? And then...
They were in the wall and then until the lady talked about the idea is that
evil, what's his Gallagher.
Yeah. Do you let him out?
I think there you go.
Okay. That's what I thought was happening.
Found the secret.
Gallagher used the White Witch to find the location at Bodega Bay Inn, right? Then Gallagher, I assume, moves to Bodega Bay Inn to start researching it. Seduces the daughter of the couple that owns the hotel.
Mm.
That way he can have more of a run of the house and the family fortune or something like that.
Yes.
And then...
what a clever son of a bitch.
Then dies mysteriously by shooting himself in the head the same way that Andre Toulon died to a self-inflicted gunshot.
I'm glad we did that. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. More sense to me.
Well, because then the wife just has to always talk about, like, he was always in this study, you know, becomes like a, you get the idea. Yeah. They say that he found, so you know that he found Toulon's secrets, right? And did you notice that in the funeral or in the casket, you have a picture of the Last Supper?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is, you know.
Meaning?
I did know
the resurrection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I missed that. There was a
picture of the Last
Supper
in
there?
It was on the
casket when it was always open.
Missed that.
And I like how there's like little things like that White Witch lady takes out when she takes out the pin and like puts it in his chest to test if he's dead. It's like little things like that I like about this movie. Where I wouldn't say they feel like real psychics, but you know, they don't do that hokey, like I said. They don't choose to use their powers or anything like they're not treated like special abilities. They are just like weird dreams that they can't control or weird
I don't know. The couple seems to like this. Well, they've gone to a profession where they choose to use their abilities to figure some shit out.
The one just bitch with sexual, the
stuffed dog. As soon as she works herself up sexually, she can open up her channels, right? Or whatever the fuck.
So the other one says,
open those channels.
The one with the stuffed dog and the incense and the
white
whatever
witch
the
or whatever.
White witch, yes.
She's okay. But yeah, when she sticks the pin in his chest, it's almost like sadistic. Like she's hoping he's alive and then he wakes up.
Well, I think she assumes he's alive. She assumes that he found Toulon's secrets.
Because they haven't seen his death. Like, why haven't we seen his death?
Yeah, somehow, we didn't see that.
He was able to block this image. So the idea being for the plot that he really isn't dead, but she tests it by sticking him with the needle, and sure enough, guy does not react. Then the guy starts showing up like all over the place.
Yeah, dead, just in the corpse. Study and the and you're kind of wondering who's doing this.
I never really wondered that.
No.
I was like, is it the puppets?
I suppose maybe, but they're tiny little things.
Puppets or him?
Yeah.
I
figured it was him and he's going to show up at the. I mean, like,
yeah, right. I figured it, like, anytime he showed up or he was just sitting in a chair, I figured at some point he would just start talking.
Yeah.
And reveal that he was alive. Like, that was kind of my expectation throughout this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, he's alive.
Well, I totally thought the white witch was going to fuck him when he was sitting in her chair.
Because the other guy showed up at her door or whatever. She's like, you want to come in for a little while? The other people are, like, banging on the fucking walls.
Not to mention she's batshit crazy talking to her fucking dog and stuffed doing the dog, incense shit. All over the place.
I think she has that dog for the sole purpose of when she does find the secrets of Toulon, she can bring the dog back to life. That is my thoughts. Like she,
I just thought it was quirky. She always had like an Indian feather and like shaky thing. You know, I think she's like a cool psychic. Mm-hmm. A cool weird. She had like weird little like what wax candle figures for people's protections.
Right.
She was different the only one that really knew, right? She's the only one that's like, we're all in danger. Here.
The flash paper was cool.
Here's a chicken foot with some blood on it. Protection. That was cool. Protection.
Yeah.
I like how she was even like weirdly sexual to him. And he was like, no.
Well, because he was saving himself
for the wife.
Yeah, isn't that weird? He's just like, you know, I'm moving in, dude.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, the reason that he is there is because he saw a vision of
her and
Mr.
Neil.
Gallagher. Yeah. Threatening her, you know, putting a gun to her head.
You can't save her. Alex or whatever.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
Yeah. Alex? It's Alex.
Yeah. Doctor at Yale.
Yeah, who dreams of leeches.
And that shooting over and over again. Oh, boy. Yeah,
so he's drawing, he's attracted to the
dancing.
I never want to see that scene again. He's there.
Which one?
The dancing and
the dancing and the gunshot thing. It's like they show it like five times.
Yeah,
like,
it was really important.
We get it.
It was really important.
I don't want to see it again. Let's replay it twice.
It's the vague psychic dreams.
It becomes not so vague. Just saying, because they replay
it gets even better because dude's wearing like this crazy white.
The Phantom of the Opera mask.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool mask. But then you get that fake out dream where the wife actually leads him to that room and starts dancing with him as if she was in league.
Right. And then we go through it.
But then, so.
And again.
Basically, as soon as we know, like, okay, dude's dead. Oh my God, he appeared in a study. Then, like, Pinhead just, like, kills the maid with the fire poker.
All right. So
just bangs her in the head.
So then, So at this point, then, are we assuming that the dolls. The property of the because that's why it's like they were so nice around the
right. Why are they evil now?
Why are they killing people?
Because
they're under the direction of Gallagher, who is ready for
new puppet master.
The puppet master,
alive and evil.
Did you see that coming? I wanted to leave a little.
Statement about the puppets being basically the character of whoever is controlling.
Right. Open a suggestion.
I was. For some reason, maybe this happens in the sequels, but I was thinking that the people who were being killed, like, they were taking their souls and putting them in the puppets. Is that the plot of Dolls?
That is the plot of Dolls.
Stuart Gordon's
and
Dolls.
And the plot of...
Also produced by Charles Band prior to this movie.
In part three, they allude to the idea that Toulon used to make just, like, playful dolls and bring them to life, but then when, like, his wife and, like... I forget if it was his wife and kid or just his wife was murdered.
It's always his wife and kid.
Yeah, then he started making these like killer puppets out of dolls. Like Leech Woman is actually Toulon's wife.
Blade is the soul of the German, like, captain that was, like, the first person that tried to get his secrets and, like, was responsible for the death of his wife. Pinhead is, I don't know, some trucker
this
guy.
This is all from the third movie.
The third movie.
Yeah, the third movie. Two, like,
what are they doing in the second movie?
Because
the third movie seems like it gives background. The second movie is nothing. It sounds like nothing happens.
In part two, the puppets run around cutting. Cause
but it's back in the hotel
they reveal, back at the hotel again. They resurrect Andre Toulon, and they start cutting some part of the brain out that is essential for the reanimation.
So they start killing serum. Random people.
Or more like, more like.
So that seems against psychic. Their character, I guess, kind of in a way. Like
I said, but anybody that is their master is who they're going to help.
But then that's against Toulon's character, then. If he's a kindly old man, right?
But then they attack.
He's like master. Telling them to go, you know, in the second one, have them go and cut people's brains out. In this one, I guess the reason I think that
they're
is
like commanded.
Because it's like they were killing these so-called innocent psychics. But it's like, okay, I can accept that because they're under the command of the evil dude. But once that command is broken by, I guess, him, you know, kicking them around, then they're like, oh, he's a jackass. Then you've got the
Gallagher is a dick.
I think he trips the wife or something, and the jester, you know, reacts like, oh my god, look how, you know, as like with an empathetic response.
Like, she wasn't part of the deal.
Yeah,
you can't be smacking around ladies.
But then, but then we're saying that they go and chop people up. In
are they no longer under movies. His control? Like,
well, because as soon as you're like mean to the puppet. Then you, like, kind of broke your bond, I guess, right?
Mm. We'll go with that.
And he revealed his evil plot of, like, I'm going to be ruling the world. I don't need these dumb little... Well, okay, the whole idea of the psychics being... See, this is why I do kind of like the plot of this movie. He's like, we are so psychically linked, I couldn't use Andre Toulon's reanimation serum to be an immortal without you people catching on to me every once, you know, like eventually. Right.
Why would that be a bad thing, though?
Well, because, you know, I mean, either they would want the serum or they would like stop it or just whatever, right? You don't want other people to know about your secret human power.
The 90s were vague, okay?
But, so I don't know. I kind of like that idea of one out of like six psychic people. Having to kill the other psychics to destroy their psychic link or whatever the hell.
So that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, it's very, you know, it's in there. Metaphysical.
Right. Mm. I have to continue on without you so you don't stop me.
But and he has so, to die in order to achieve this immortality? That's what I got out of it. I don't know if I heard that wrong.
Well, yeah, you have like to die because you want to... What, are you going to grow old and then reanimate yourself? You want
to... But you can't just apply this to yourself while you're alive?
It's a reanimator. It's, yeah, not, it's, a, it's not a youth
it's giving,
serum
Well, it's
or
giving
whatever.
Eternal life. Can't right. you just give yourself eternal life? Do you have to die to be resurrected?
I think so. You have to eliminate your previous life and then go on to the interior. I get... As weird as it is, I get the logic of having
because
to die
like you said,
before
you have
you can
to
accept the entire thing.
If you
want to
be 30 for the rest of eternity, you have to kill yourself at 30, then resurrect yourself at 30.
I get this logic. I don't know why, but I understand that that is what you have to do in order to.
You don't want
to
grow
vampires
old.
Have been doing it forever. I get it. I get it.
So, and then the reason he was basically, I mean, it seemed like it didn't make sense why the puppets were killing everybody, but he was also going to start when Gallagher said that. He was ready to experiment on other things. He's going to start using reanimating
humans,
other people.
Yes.
He was going to reanimate
Alex.
Yeah,
and the wife.
All the
but it's
and all of them. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He said then he tried it on her parents.
Yeah,
he tried it on her parents.
What happened with that? Do we ever?
No, he didn't really say what happened.
Was he going
to
do
also,
it to
they
the
did
other?
It,
the
they did it. The only person they did it to was the maid.
The maid.
The maid.
Okay, that
which
explains.
Is weird because there's
did
that
they
one
say that.
No, but there's
no,
the
they
one
don't.
Scene
but
where
she
just kind
of
comes
back.
Out
out of nowhere.
So she was reanimated.
Yeah, I don't even know what
See,
they
I didn't
did with her.
Get that. I was like, why
no,
did they
just,
kill
she's
her?
She's there and then she's gone.
Ah! Jumped in the doorway.
I suppose that would make more sense if she was reanimated. Okay.
Yeah, they just didn't show it because they didn't want to like ruin the surprise.
Yeah. So maybe he was gonna. Maybe he was gonna bring them all back after you completely destroy a person by like you know. Drilling into their face
or because I guess if drilling into their calf,
leech them.
Well, it is almost like an original, like a white zombie sort of idea, right? If the people under the reanimation serum are under the influence of the master, they would have been slave to him. They would have been like the original sense of a zombie, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just didn't like drive that point home. I mean, yeah. I got it.
Because I thought he was like doing one of those, you know, as you always see in these movies where like the darker side of the character, you know, and then there's the lighter side of the character, which is Alex versus Gallagher, right? They're the two strongest psychics or whatever. And it was kind of like, join me on the other side. Like, you have to die and then be resurrected again. And I'm like, is this just because he wants the other strong psychic around? Or he was going to do that to all of them?
I'm going to do it to all of them.
All of them.
That's why I did it to the main
first. So you'll all be my slaves.
They're all going to be his. Almost just like Reanimator.
Dark side kind of thing.
Right, yeah.
It is almost like Reanimator. The whole idea of the one master controlling psychically the other.
Wait, would that be the Puppet Master?
Reanimaster.
Gotta work that in.
The Reanimaster. I like that better.
Puppet Master versus Reanimator would be very nice.
Oh my god.
Well, there was a
human
puppet
zombies
master
fighting
versus,
puppets.
Oh, Jesus.
What, demonic toys?
Charles Band just kept making the fucking tiny,
what is shrunken heads?
Shrunken heads.
Yeah.
Killer Bong. Ginger Dead Man.
Killer Bong. Ginger Dead Man.
There's probably a hundred more.
Blood Doll.
It's so long since
he's revisited this loads of times.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, it's just one of those things you do, I guess.
Hey, man, if it keeps working, go back to the wild.
Right? I mean, like I said, I like the first...
It does keep working for him. Like, it is working.
He's got a thing.
One through five aren't bad. Especially, like, 4 and 5 is like a double-part movie where there's, like, a cliffhanger at the end of 4. Where the new puppet master, this is where they go back to being good guys, is in 4 or 5. Because, like I said, under whoever sway.
Wait, if they fight demonic toys, who are the bad guys?
Oh, I can't recall because that
was
a fucking movie.
Toys. I know,
that movie was so retarded. It was made for sci fi, and Corey Feldman played like an old toy maker. It's like, toy maker? What the fuck is a toy maker in the year 2013? He is like Geppetto, and he tries to do this old man voice. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
Do you remember when fucking William Shatner had a show? It was Full Moon Theater, Full Moon something. And he introduced like Full Moon movies on sci-fi like Saturday.
That man
night.
Will do anything for money.
It was like William Shatner's Full Moon Theater or something. And he had like the props and stuff standing around talking to him. Yeah, it was the weirdest thing.
Cool.
Yeah, I remember seeing one of them.
That would have been awesome.
But it probably was him introducing Puppet Master or something like that.
Christ.
I do want to say that the stop motion animation, which they use in at least 10 shots in the entire movie to bring the puppets to life, is very good.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
That might
be my favorite part about
this. Well, didn't the guy that did that work on Willow?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
He did Willow, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Dave Allen is his
name. Nice. Oh, yeah. Who ended up directing a couple of these movies later on in the series.
Did he?
Yeah, David Allen.
Poor man.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Poor man. Well, once they went over to CG, I guess.
Sure,
no computer animation.
That's one of the best parts about this.
Yeah, but there's only... I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know... I said that, you know, I was kind of being a wise ass, the 10 shots they have stop motion in it, but they bring the puppets to life through actual puppeteering.
And close-up shots.
Close-up shots, puppeteering close-up shots.
But so I like that, when...
And then the wide shots.
What's his name? Knife?
Blade. Knife hook?
What's his name? Knife? Who's like, taking his... taking his hook...
Knife hand? Knivesies?
We just watched Hook last week.
When he's like taking his hook and grabbing the chair and like pulling it over to the road. Like, I like that. Like,
it's like good movement.
Yeah, it is. That it really is. Like that perspective of him grabbing it and then it cuts to him like, like that's good. Like they do some good puppet stuff in this movie.
Like even when he like lifts himself up on the chair, where he puts one arm up, he gets the other arm then you get the one leg up, and then you kind of cut.
You see the hand.
I mean, they did a good job. You saw an arm once, right?
This one, right? Which could have been hidden in the full frame.
Yeah, a couple times.
Right? Yeah, because they would have been close up more.
Yeah.
Well, there was like
a good job with knife.
When the leeches were coming out of Leech Woman, there was a shot framed up in her head, but you could see behind her hair.
You can see somebody working, you can see the apparatus.
That was what was most effective though for me when she's getting out the leeches. I mean, that looked good.
That was scary.
You wouldn't notice
the way her head like forms around the leeches as they're coming out of her. Like I like that. That was good.
As far as the shadow for operating the puppet goes in that scene, I think most people are so focused on the leeches.
Probably,
like, I didn't notice.
I didn't see it either. Yeah,
you obviously did, but
plus it was originally framed up for like a square aspect ratio of TV at that time. You know, Charles Band's like, well, we went back to the 35mm negative and made a 16x9, but every composition in this movie is framed right up the center. Like,
if you've got right up the center.
Yeah, your point of interest is in the middle of the screen, like every goddamn shot. 4x3
safe. Well,
yeah.
I'm sure when they were editing the movie, they saw both those mistakes, and they're like, oh.
It's going a little closer.
Yeah, nobody will see it because they would have cut all of that off.
On something different.
I mean, just that scene itself to me, the leech woman scene, was a very.
Ugh.
I mean, I remember seeing it as a kid. It's like, it's the most like sexual scene of the movie, right? These two scientists are going to have
She's biting him and shit.
And then. You know, you get that whole, like, kind of a girlfriend getting freaked out that the door's open, someone's in here. She, like, looks under the bed, gets the tunnel in the mouth. Then Leech Woman starts, like, erotically moaning, you know, like, kissing the dude's chest and shit.
Yeah.
And then starts to regurgitate the leeches on him. It's like, dude, that is fucking horror, if you ask me. That is just like, man,
and the guy can't tell, even though he's blindfolded, can't tell the difference between his wife. And, like, a tiny little toy.
Biting his nipple, which is what I got from
this. That is kind of weird.
Leeches
just gross me the fuck out. They're gross.
I mean, they should.
It's just a weird thing for a doll to do. It's a very,
it really
like...
It is. It's unexpected. It's unexpected.
That's what I like about it. It's like there's a different...
Leeches. Yeah, as soon as the tail started coming, I'm like, oh, my God, it's a fucking leech.
Not expected.
Yeah, man. I remember, dude, I used to have nightmares about Leech Woman, dude. She is by far the scariest fucking puppet. Just that. It's like, oh my God.
She does. She can say,
did they add, like, to the roster of puppets in the future movie?
Oh, yeah, sure
in part two, they did, in part two is Torch and Six Shooter.
I remember Torch and Six Shooter. Yeah, I was expecting Six Shooter in this.
Yeah, because he talks about it. Charles Band talks about like a Six Shooter ninja.
Right.
But then maybe it's just like, that's too expensive until they got some more money for the sequels, I guess.
I've realized my memories of these movies are very piecemeal as far as they go, because I remember the different... The puppets are the most memorable parts about this. And I remember the different ones from the movies over the years. Because I remember Six Shooter and all that, and Knife and everybody, and
you're doing
Blade. It's like the coolest guy.
But,
like,
I mean, those are the most memorable parts about this. But those are the ones I remember. But it's over like the first four movies that I remember these puppets from.
Yeah,
Six Shooter. I'm gonna see Six Shooter.
Gotta watch Puppet Master 2, man.
Apparently,
watch Puppet Master
2. I don't know. I was gonna say that.
Hey, they're fun.
I don't know if I'm gonna.
Dude, Puppet Master 2 has like spoilers, the evil people at the end put themselves in these mannequin bodies, and oh my God, they used to give me nightmares.
Oh, full-size puppets.
The waxy, wax-looking eyes, and like just the solid white, like, toothpiece. It's not, they don't have the separated teeth.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my God, this is freaking me out, man. Like, live mannequins used to fuck me up.
Well, really quick, killer doll movies.
Oh, what do you got? You got Trilogy of Terror with the Zuni doll.
That one was creepy as fuck.
Totally creepy.
Yeah. Chasing Karen Black around her apartment there. But it's
still
just
one of my favorites, yeah. Yeah, just the teeth, the doll and the teeth at the end.
Yeah.
Like, that's the shit that's scary. Yeah, she's just...
Well, I'm trying to remember.
She calls her boyfriend back over.
Yeah, and then she's just at the end, just drilling the knife into the floor, waiting for him.
And then she's got the same fucking shark teeth. She gets possessed by the fucking whatever, scary. the Zuni doll.
Yeah, the Zuni fetish doll. My dad showed me that when I was like 10 years old. I'm just like, what the fuck, Dad?
Dude.
Yeah, because that's got three stories, but that's the only one that
you remember. That's the memorable one, yes.
I mean, I remember she's a school teacher in one of them, but I don't remember.
That's the one where she, like...
They kill her and she comes
seduces...
Back.
Is she a scientist in one of the other ones?
Maybe.
No, she's like... she's a teacher that some, like, school... some student seduces her.
And she puts a spell on him at the end of it.
I can't recall what the fuck she does.
Yeah, I think
she puts a spell on him something. Like that. Yeah,
like, but then in the second story, she is like a multiple personality talking with a doctor or something like that. Mm. And then in the third one is the Zuni doll. Mm. And then of course you got Child's Plays. Of course,
I'm sure Magic.
Magic, I love Magic.
Magic's Anthony Hopkins, and he's got a ventriloquist dummy. Yeah, but it's
made in the way that
Anthony Hopkins and a ventriloquist dummy.
Oh, that's great! We're gonna watch it. It's one of my favorites. That's why it's like I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, okay. Don't.
All right, we won't spoil it, but that's a good one. Because
you don't know if the doll's a lie. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, no.
And Margaret,
no more.
Yeah, and Burgess Meredith.
Oh, really? Oh,
Burgess Meredith.
Yeah, bring that.
Get in there, Magic. So,
well, there's always been. I mean, like, there's got to be Twilight Zone episodes.
There's Talking Tina.
Or I mean, I go to Goosebumps because
Night of the Living Dummy.
Night of the Living Dummy. Yeah. Like that's the one I think of.
Yeah.
Tales from the Crypt had the ventriloquist dummy. I think Don Rickles. Yeah.
Is that the one where it's actually his brother?
I'm sure there was an RU.
His hand was like his twin brother or some shit.
I'm sure there was an RU Afraid of the Dark that had a dummy.
Oh, there's good.
But going back further, we were talking about what? The Devil Doll?
Devil Doll, some cheesy movie.
Dead Silence.
Yeah, I said
Dead Silence. Which is a bad movie, but whatever.
Bad movie.
I like it.
That's bad.
It's not about killer dolls.
Batman.
Neither is Puppet Master. Zing!
That's true.
It's not true. Like the puppets are like a storytelling tool. Like I said, this is more about Andre Toulon's secret.
Their tools are
Dead Silence. They're a storytelling tool.
Well, but the puppets aren't really alive.
You're a storytelling tool.
You are.
No, they're not really.
They're not really alive. It's just the person that's like, I'm the doll.
The ghost of Mary Shaw. She had. No friends, only dolls.
She had no kids.
She had
no children, only dolls. If you see her in your dreams, make sure you never, ever
scream. Now, there is a real scary doll, which I encourage you all to look up.
Annabelle?
Robert the Doll.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Robert the Doll? I think that's right.
In Dead Silence?
No, this is a real thing. There's a real evil doll called Robert the Doll.
Annabelle, we forgot about Annabelle.
Fuck that movie.
I just said Annabelle. Well, The Conjuring will give it.
Remember, what was it called? Dolly Dearest? It, like, really was like a cheap version of Child's Play.
Yeah, I remember that.
It sucks. That movie sucks to watch. Dude, that's more boring than this. I love Puppet Master.
My pick for next week just got ruined.
Dolly Dearest?
No.
Or any other? I mean, Charles Bannercourt, like I said, Blood Dolls and fucking...
But the
retro
idea,
Puppet Master.
It's like either you've got one of two things, right, with the killer doll thing. It's either A, the doll was never alive. Well, okay, I'm starting on the other side then. You have possession.
Right, sorry.
The doll is inhabited by the spirit of someone and is, the Chucky idea, right?
Yeah,
or the ventriloquist dummy or whatever. Or you have basically the Gollum story, right? I made the man out of clay and then brought him to life. Yes. You know, I suppose it's the... Frankenstein thing or whatever,
right.
Which is what this is, at least ostensibly at the beginning of this, it seems like you just gave them the life, or gave them life, and then later you're saying they retrofitted it so they actually do have, they're possessed.
The puppets are like a nuclear bomb. They're just a powerful weapon that, under the use of good people, it could be used for good, under the use of bad, used for bad. They're just like a weapon.
Did you read a Stephen King story called Battleground?
Mm-mm.
Guy gets I think he's an assassin. Oh, so he gets an army box of these little army men.
What did they? That was in Nightmares and Dreams.
Yeah, that was really funny. It's like a dude versus army man.
The little green army man.
Really?
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I should read it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. That idea of like somehow something little is going to get the better of you, you know?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be afraid of a fucking doll.
Small soldier.
Well, that's why they always attack like legs.
They do, right? Yeah.
They get to
wrap
the
legs
fast.
Up. We'll get them.
I mean, I like how...
Knock them down.
This movie didn't shy away from the fact of people just picking up a doll and throwing it, you know? But I guess maybe that there's six dolls or whatever. I guess they got numbers.
Right.
And like I said, once they like take out your knee, or you know, they always make sure to show like some sort of a cracking of a bone or something.
Yeah, get the leg.
I was missing the, go for the legs. Tendon cut in this. I was expecting the tendon cut.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They have money for
by
that.
Knife.
Well, I mean, they had get in their knife, cut his leg. But they didn't show it.
Yeah,
so, yeah. I mean, it was just like a hand grabbing a leg, and you hear.
Right. You're like, well, oh, I he's like super strong. He's just like,
broke your leg.
He broke your calf muscle.
Relatively gore free.
Yeah, but you know,
aftermaths and whatnot.
Yeah, because you know, remember at that time, gore was on the downfall anyway. All the Friday movies got all the gore edited out.
Yeah, but if you're we going direct to video, what's this rated? It's not. It went direct to video, but not rated. There you go.
Not rated.
It bypassed. You don't have to go to the Motion Picture Association. You can do right. whatever you want.
I'm sure they're still trying to, you know.
I mean, there was they had all the nudity. Why not go for the gore? Like. Yeah.
Exploitation is never about fantastic, great stuff. It's about like, yeah, you know. You do the pan down to the legs and hear the... you don't see the actual murder.
You know. Just the bloody hand.
Yeah, or the aftermath. You get the shot at the end where all the dead people are sitting around the table.
Right.
Well, we got anything else to pontificate about the Puppet Master prior to our final thoughts?
Oh, no, I'm done.
Yeah. All right, well, then we should probably take a moment to hail Igor. Igor, where are you, sir?
Masters, the mail. I've got the mail. So many letters. Our followers are rising.
All right, and thank you, Igor. Igor brings
Igor,
the.
Took long enough.
He brings the mailbag, and this week on Facebook.com/Saturday Night Freak Show, where you, ladies and gentlemen, can reach out to us and tell us how we're doing, or ask us a question about the anything we've done in the
anything.
Past.
Anything. Anyone can comment, not just the same people over and over again.
Hey, wait a second! It's Nick Hammond.
Oh
actually
my God!
Commented in
not Easter. Nick. We haven't heard from him in. Days, hours, maybe.
See, this is you're throwing him under the bus.
I'm not, Nick. I don't throw this. You under the bus, Nick. It's just you're our only contributor.
No, I would love
everyone else, a lot of other people to contribute.
Nick, don't stop.
Let's
don't
keep
stop.
Them.
Yeah. I mean, no, Nick.
Don't scare him away.
Jesus. No, Nick, keep coming. I'm like, I welcome it. I just want, you know, more people.
He says the earlier Puppet Masters were creepy, but I believe Child's Play. Has to be the king of killer doll movies. He says Annabelle had promise, but the movie was a big letdown. Well, that's damn true.
Well, yeah.
I never thought it had promise. Cash Did you see in? The Conjuring?
Right?
Yeah, but the Conjuring was the Annabelle and the Conjuring was creepy. Annabelle sure. and the Annabelle was not
saying, what? Yeah. Cash grab?
Because they already did it. Yeah.
Yeah, they already did it.
Who,
like, again,
let's
do we need to
slowly
see the
zoom
fucking
in on Annabelle.
Origin of Annabelle.
Let's do it
no.
again.
No.
That's right. No.
You don't.
No.
No. Okay. So wrap ups, and I guess that's me. I'm Puppet Master. All right. So Puppet Master is a competently made movie. I can't hold that against it. The you know, like I said, I think the animation of the puppets is kind of cool. I think the fact they only had like 10 shots of the animated puppets in the movie was a budgetary restraint or something. Sure. They had to get this movie out in a certain amount of time, and so we only could afford to do, you know, so many shots. I do feel underwhelmed that I was suckered in by a movie called Puppet Master, but again, as a and there was no puppets, and it was all about psychics, and you know,
what was about the Puppet Master?
Yeah, there you go.
It is That's called Puppet Master.
Puppet Master,
it's not puppets.
About the Puppet Master.
True.
All right. The box, this is not the original box art. The original box art, if I remember, had like them all posed in a, like the big, the fucking little dude, Pinhead, wasn't he on top? Is this the original box art?
I want to say this is the original box art.
I think that was it, but maybe I'm wrong.
I think it is.
All right. Sean's going to look it up here. But the idea that I had was that there were going to be like a bunch of fucking killer dolls in this movie.
A bunch.
There
more
aren't
often.
Really. Yeah, they're extremely underwhelming. They don't
victims.
Really, you know, and you were trying to say, well, I know you have the rebuttal here, but the idea that, like, they all have, like, they're different characters, like, they are designed, and this is where, obviously, the effort and the resources of the movie went was building the puppets, because they have distinct designs, but they don't really have different characters. I don't think they're not characters. You don't know anything about Blade over the driller dude over. I know that the Jester is like, he has an empathetic response at some point to somebody suffering. That's all I know about him, really. You know, so they're not characters. I thought the people in the movie, I mean, I don't know. They're just Paul and Matt, like I said, he's charisma free. He's terrible. I don't know. Yeah. The idea, there's the movie, the biggest problem with the movie, all right, here it is, is the director seems to confuse, what's he confusing?
What his suspense? Audience wants
no,
to
it was
see.
Trying, it was trying to give it, you know, it's like an illustration of like, you know, we're going to put the camera and it's going to slowly go down the hallway. And there's a woman walking down the hallway and we're going to hang on this for a while. And this is going to generate suspense. Well, he's wrong. It doesn't, because we don't get the fear that anything's going to happen to her, because I guess maybe they haven't set the stakes of like what, you know, what is going on, why she's in danger, or except that she's in a hotel where there are puppets running around who are kindly puppets at the beginning, but then suddenly like, you know, bloodthirsty puppets. It's, you don't get the idea that there's a threat to these people wandering around this place, and it just takes a long time for them to wander around in long shots of dollying down corridors and going, you know, slow over pianos because there was a noise there.
It's a fucking horror movie. That's what they do.
But I'm saying good horror movies generate suspense.
Yeah, they had to fill 83 minutes.
Yeah. And it felt like an eternity.
Well, it is just like that. I mean, that's the horror thing, right? The prowler, the
no, but if you do it right, if you do it right, you don't feel the passage of time. You're in the scene and you're like, oh my God, don't go in the room. Don't go up the stairs or in the basement or whatever. In this, it was just kind of like, when is she going to, is somebody fucking going to jump out and kill this woman at some point? Like, some point there's going to be killer dolls, right? That are going to, you know, so it's like there was no suspense. The director thought he was creating suspense. Bad director, didn't do it. And so it makes the movie boring. And because I think you got to wait until the last like 5 minutes when the puppets turn on their puppet master. Even that was disappointing. They drill into his head. No blood.
No. Neck. They drill into his neck.
Was it?
They
couldn't
no,
tell.
They,
it was like
no,
super
they drill
close
into
up.
His neck.
Was it? I thought
yes,
it was
it
by
was.
The
no.
temple or
his
something.
His neck.
Okay, fine. Well, it was blood free. So yeah, I guess I would have appreciated more gore also, but okay. It's what the movie is, so that wasn't the avenue that they chose to do. So I don't know, man. Would I pass on? I think I would. I think I would maybe. I got to go back and look at the third one. Because I seem to remember liking
stick with
the
first
third
one. You want to talk? You're talking about the first one.
Yeah, the third, this movie. The first one. Then I'm going to say pass.
Ooh. Oh, Puppet Master. The most interesting thing about this movie is
the heads in the bed.
No,
we
probably
about that.
The heads in the bed.
That was creepy.
Why was there more of that? There was 2 seconds of that shot and then nothing else. I'm just like, oh, I want to see more of that. Now, the most interesting thing about Puppet Master is the cover art I'm looking at right now.
Is that the cover art from the
VHS? More or less, actually, it is. Okay, it's a little different, and I think this is a little more updated. Blue. And this is look, yeah, right. This looks a little better. But other than that, with a movie called Puppet Master, again, it's about the Puppet Master. I want more puppets in this movie. And for, like, at least an hour, we don't get puppets. I want puppets, and I want them, if they're going to kill people, can kill people. And it's just, this movie...
But they didn't give you a shark in Jaws. Sorry.
I mean, they didn't, but they at least... like
at least give you puppets in the first few minutes. You got the little Chinese guy looking out the window.
Right, where'd he go? He goes into the box, and then we never see him again. What the fuck happened to him? Yeah.
He's a non-lethal.
I like very much... the puppets, like anytime they show the puppets, like
the character,
they're done. The puppets are done well. The stop motion animation is done well. The design is really good. I like that, but they hide them and they don't do anything with them. And this story ends up being about 5 psychics who are boring as fuck. Boring as fuck. I can't recommend
Except
Puppet Master. It's just,
talk.
It's, I mean, even that was just, nothing about this movie interested me. I can't. My memories of these movies are, like I said, of the first like five movies over the years and just pieces. The puppets are the most memorable part. The rest of the movie is boring. I can't recommend Puppet Master. Like, it's I can't do it. Can't do it. Nope.
Wow. You know it's a dud when no one around this bar recommends the boobies in this movie. No one even
there were vague
them.
Vague boobies.
No one even mentioned what, did you say them.
Big
though.
Fake boobies?
No, vague boobies.
I thought I mentioned them. I'm pretty sure I think we talked about I just said they were tasteful.
Yeah, we were talking about boobs. So.
It wasn't sleazy. It was really tasteful.
We could use some sleazy in this
my
movie.
9-year-old self appreciated.
It's a kid's movie. That's what I was going to say. It's a kid's horror movie. It is a
maybe
kid's
it
horror
is.
I think it is. It's a kid's horror movie that. Yeah, it is.
I just think we're too. Yeah, we're over.
I think.
Don't say we're too old.
With something, but it's a kids' horror movie that I can't.
Oversaturated.
I can't watch it.
With the gore, right? It's like. Back in 1990, this was fine. But now we're just
yes,
like,
it is.
Why didn't your vagina get split?
I don't understand.
Whoa.
Why? Why is this not happening?
That escalated quickly. that's the age we live in. Jesus
it really did. And go.
Okay. Well, yeah, I enjoyed a lot of the shots with the puppies. Or puppies.
The puppy master.
The puppy master. The puppy master.
Oh, wow.
The puppets.
I recommend Puppy Master.
with the puppets running around the dolls running around the hallways. I thought that was really cool and creative, and I thought they did a really good job with that. And then, you know, just their mannerisms when they had them, for the most part, like we discussed, when they had these puppets move to make them look like individual characters, I thought they did a decent job doing that. And so I was impressed by that. As far as the overall plot of the movie, and whether or not I would recommend it.
You fell asleep.
God damn it, Sean.
She's been drinking a lot.
Well, they're not lying.
Ain't lying.
Both are true.
I don't think I would recommend this movie. Yeah. I'm not a big horror buff anyway. I know there's a certain fan base for this movie, and I know a lot of people like Travis love these movies. I'm just not one of those people, so I cannot personally recommend it, but I'm not trying to offend you.
We'll offend me. Where's that race?
I said I thought the puppet scenes were cool. You're did.
In the race of horror.
I'm not getting, like, defensive.
No, you're all right.
So, yes, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to pass on this one.
See, I like this movie because I think it falls in line with pretty much every exploitation horror movie that I've ever seen. You have the threat, but you don't have money, so you really just go to these people that are talking, you know, just about... I mean, look at every like, 13-movie horror collection is... You know, it's kind of basically this type of story, right? Where you're dealing with...
The Walmart 9 horror movies to chill you to the bone.
50 movies for $5. Yes.
Exactly.
Leech woman.
My brother's got a few of those for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
Oh, the leeches did gross me out, though.
Yeah, sure.
I'll give you that.
Leeches were effective.
But, I mean, like I said, I am going to disagree with Colin that the puppets are not characters. They're just as much as characters as Michael Myers or Jason. They are a visual thing that, you know, yeah, sure, you don't know, you know, it's not like they have backstory or that they have, like, you know, but I think just the character design is the, you know, I mean, maybe it's your interpretation of whatever their characteristics are, but I think that makes them characters, or worthy of being characters, just their design, you know. It's just something about realizing what a puppet looked like that would be threatening, but also, you know, I mean, these are, I mean, not to speak just, like, economically, but, like, these characters are sellable characters, right? I mean, it's proven that, like, and they can keep fucking coming out with these movies, and... you know, people at least rent them.
There's got to be something said for that. There are 10 of these movies.
Fucking 10 of them.
There's got to be something said
and
for
like
that.
And, like, only well, half
that's what
are
I'm saying.
Any
there
good.
There is a fan base for these movies. These are, like, to some people,
that beats
these are
a lot of the
classics.
Mainstream,
like,
horror movies we have today, that there are 10 of these movies.
Yeah, a lot of people really like these movies, and I'm not knocking them for it, but it's true.
And maybe, I mean, maybe you're right about it. Maybe it is a kid's horror movie. Because in the 90s, that's when we were making horror and gore for kids. You know, T2, Alien 3. you know, I've talked about that in other
right,
podcasts.
Right, just a hint of boobies, a little bit of blood.
Oh, yeah, this is like the perfect,
way.
Like I said, this really was like my introduction into uncensored horror. And it, you know, it's like it's a nice one. I personally like the story of the sidekicks, just because, like I said, it makes me feel like there's a bigger universe going on than just, oh, guy made puppets kill people. To me, having a, you know, you get like a glimpse of the 30s with Andre Toulon hiding the puppets, killing himself, you know, hiding the secrets, and then you fast forward and these people are talking about, like I said, the legacy of Andre Toulon and what secrets he had. So to me, that just secures a world, I suppose. It makes me feel like any sort of history or legacy, right? Like, makes you feel like you're in a world that exists because the past has meaning or whatever, or the people in the past has meaning. And, I think that is what makes it interesting, or at least what interests me. It's almost just like, you know, like the most interesting scene in Star Wars is the Mos Eisley Cantina, right? Because in that one scene, you can see there's all these different aliens that expand the galaxy. So you have an idea of all the different worlds. You just get the idea of how big and how different the world is, right? Mm-hmm. Just from this one scene. Mm-hmm. And I get it. It's slow, that's for sure. I mean, it's just one of those. I mean, it is a kind of a guilty pleasure. You're there for the special effects more than you are the drama. You know, the drama is just there to make it what people think is a movie, right? Here's the template of how characters, you know, boop, 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 boop. We hit the emotional, like, mm-hmm. things, and then we put in our special effects. So that's why I don't ding a lot of horror movies on bad drama, because it's like, it's not supposed to be drama. You're really waiting for the gore shots or for the, you know. I can imagine, yeah, this could have been gorier, but like you said, most of their money was probably put towards making the puppets do anything, yeah. You know? So it's like, yeah, it would be nice to get that, but we wanted the puppet to move over here, so that is where the money went. Yeah. Money went. But I like how, I mean, yeah, I mean, I feel like I saw the puppets way more than you guys feel like you saw the puppet. I didn't feel like it was just in the beginning and the end. I felt like they were really littered throughout. I mean, yeah, sure, some of it was that
point of view camera.
Yeah, right? Just that, or you're looking at a hand pick something up, or you're looking at like a close up of the doll move his head or shake his head or something like that, or react to something. But I do like how I've always stated how I hate monster movies that wait until the last half an hour to even reveal the monster. So I like how this, I feel like they're at least present throughout the whole movie. I mean, hell, they
open
the
first 5 minutes. You
they
get,
open
you
the
get
movie.
Blade.
Yeah, Blade. There you go. Knife hook. stabby hands.
I said it right.
Knife hook.
Yeah, you get, I mean, in the first fucking, like, 2 minutes of anything. I mean, you automatically get puppets that are moving around and, like, a dude reacting with them. And to me, that sells it, right? You're not hiding.
Oh, this is what this movie's about.
Yeah, it's not just going to be like, these puppets move, I swear, you know? Just wait to the end of the movie, you know? And even though, I mean, they really rely on, like, the whole, like, ankle puppet shot. Mm. But still, I've always, you know, that's always been fun, right? I've always loved the puppet ankle shot, you know? They're just like, that guy's moving around.
It reappears in Critters movies.
Well, because how often do you look down at your feet? What if there was something moving around, right? It's like, I mean, you looking at your feet as you walk?
I do that.
I mean,
you
for
look
the,
at your feet,
for,
that's why you're always
wait,
bumping
for,
into walls.
For,
I mean,
that's probably true.
For the socially
left,
anxious,
right,
yes, I
left,
look at my
right.
feet when I walk, all right?
So, I don't know. I mean, if I guess Puppet Master captures my imagination more than you guys. But I guess that's why I like it. It's like, it does just capture. I've always liked killer dolls. There's not that many good ones.
No. That's why, like, I mean, seriously, if we're going to fucking rank killer doll movies, it's got to be Child's Play, Puppet Master, and then a few others, but it's like...
It's not a big group.
Child's Play sequels.
Yeah, in order. Yeah. Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, I go 2-1, Puppet Master, Child's Play 3. No, but so I do recommend this movie, damn it, because it's about killer puppets. It's in the fucking title. It's, yeah, it's just fun.
Wait, it's killer.
It's, but you know,
copyright Saturday Night Freak Show.
Killer puppets. That's fucking copyright Saturday.
Yeah,
adorable.
Yeah. Stop motion animation puppies.
Yeah.
So that's Puppet Master on Saturday Night Freak Show. Another episode is coming to a close. And next week, we're going to be watching Sean's pick.
My pick's going to be, this is from the file I'm going to call The Bastards of Horror. Horror movies that aren't as well-regarded as their brethren, whether it be in like series or other things. Last October, I went out with a Halloween movie. This October, I'm coming back in with one. We're going to watch Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Oh,
it's gonna be. It just might be, but we're gonna find out. We're gonna watch this. The final say on this movie is gonna happen next week.
I feel ill.
All right, so that's next week on the Saturday Night Freak Show, and you can catch all of our past episodes as we said on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio. We're on our blog at Saturday Night Freak Show at blogspot.com. And until then, the basement is going dark.